there was this idea of text. We had to work with the written material. By the time we started, the texts that we ended up collecting were quite varied. And it was a very different process where actually the text lost its textuality and it became more about how the text was represented because they were all digital texts. And the digital data ended up being read as sonic data. So we did some kind of a straight transcription from digital data. In that case, it was really a transcription.
Well, the questions we were almost asking at the time was, yeah, but how does the text exist now? What is the text becoming? So like you say, we could take like the word file of the text and read the word file as sound instead of reading the letters. And at some point we printed the text, scanned the text and read the scan as sound instead of reading the meaning of the little ink. We said, okay, well, the ink is black and it's on a white page. And let's listen to that in the digital world and use this digital word as a text, a subtext for the other text. So that's what we did. We went deeper in the text.
Sonically, for me, the second one was extremely exciting because it was a world of sound that was just so crazy, I thought. And it felt like archaeology because pretty much it's just dense noise. But once you listen to it, there's like rhythms and there's like suddenly a word might appear and there's forms that appear, but it's all in this massive noise, you know, landscape. And it's almost like the end of the world, you know, where all the words have crashed together and all the texts have crashed together. And you're just trying to like find out how to thread meaning through all this data, you know. And I thought that to me was very... I don't know about you, but I thought it was extremely exciting personally because this kind of trying to, because in some ways it's a lot like how we live too. It's just trying to create path. And in a way, it's funny when saying that the city has the same thing, is what path do you decide to thread or create? And in the text, it was just this massive amount of digital data that was just like screaming. And then we had to kind of like, dig out, and there would be like a rhythm that suddenly would make sense and pull out the rhythm, and then suddenly a word would appear. I don't know why it's words would appear out of the data, and then dig that out. It was like reconstructing a story.